from Tidbits on September 22nd, 2008. This is the audio version of Mercury Mover 2.0 Puts Windows Where You Want Them, written by Tanya Angst. On Sunday afternoon, just after telling a pair of boys not to throw pillows indoors, I sat down to pay some bills and immediately lost a window in my MYOB bookkeeping software. This problem happens occasionally when I switch my MacBook Pro from running while attached to an external monitor to running on its own, and I retrieve lost windows by zooming them from my MYOB's window menu. It's annoying, but not a big deal. However, this time, all the commands in MYOB's window menu were dimmed, and the window was seemingly irretrievable without spending time rebooting, reattaching, or reinstalling on what wasn't supposed to be a computer-intensive weekend afternoon. I even knew what was causing the problem. I've recently been testing the Matrox DualHead To Go, a USB device that enables me to attach a pair of external monitors to my MacBook Pro. There's a long story about the DualHead To Go that I'll tell at another time, but suffice to say that the MYOB put the window in a spot that the DualHead To Go had made available, but since I disconnected the DualHead To Go and was using a single external monitor, that location wasn't visible. What to do? Sometimes being a member of the press has its perks. Coincidentally, and accompanied by some tasty homemade brownies that made the package impossible to ignore, a CD had arrived in my house on Friday containing the brand new Mercury Mover 2.0, a $20 utility from Helium Foot Software. While enjoying a brownie on Saturday, I asked Adam to remind me what Mercury Mover does. It enables you to use keyboard shortcuts to move windows around on your Mac screen, and to resize them. I duly noted that Mercury Mover sounded useful, and that I hoped a Tidbit staffer who was less enmeshed in editing books would write about it. Anyway, as the boys went outside, no doubt to look for sticks suitable for a sword fight, I realized that Mercury Mover might solve my MYOB missing window problem. Indeed, Mercury Mover allowed me to retrieve my missing window with ease. After I enabled it in System Preferences and invoked it with Control Command Up Arrow, it walked me through how to use it, showing which keys I could press to move my missing window and showing the current coordinates of the window. I also took a moment to configure the main cool new feature in version 2.0, which creates keyboard shortcuts that correspond with particular window sizes and locations. Because my windows often jumble as I connect and disconnect my MacBook Pro from an external monitor, I think this feature will help eliminate window chaos. Better still, it all worked smoothly and intuitively, leaving me plenty of time to sneak another brownie and make sure nobody's eye got poked out. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks to Keith Alperin of Helium Foot Software for those brownies, which were very tasty. Always nice to know that someone's paying attention to your Hacking the Press talks.